Hey everyone, this is Vicki Sullivan. What I really like about this study are the folks who responded to the survey. These are the buyers, but not the budget makers. They are one level below the C-suite that have to make the funding work. And what these folks are in the middle of is a downward spiral. Think about it. Not enough budget means they have to make do with what they've got. No new initiatives in change management or culture assessment means any changes to the current training will be superficial at best and probably be met with strong resistance. That resistance drives bad return on investment, which then makes the C-suite use the, hey, competing priorities excuse to not boost funding. Now, this forces our buyers to focus on making existing programs effective and efficient. What Morning Brew didn't address is what contextualized learning really looks like. How to bridge the gap between new behaviors and an entrenched culture. And that right there is where we can shine. The best way we can help is by factoring in the culture's reaction from the very beginning. For example, what if every one of our training programs came with a listening tour to flesh out the resistance and build that response into the training? What if we use techniques for getting buy-in with every program? What if we touted an evolutionary approach, an ongoing methodology, so if the naysayers were right and something didn't work, we can adjust to that reality? Or here's an out-of-the-box idea. What if we did an assessment between the skills they teach and the practice on the ground with suggestions to bridge that gap? This could be positioned as a way to make training, you guessed it, effective and efficient, the need buyers already acknowledge. This could open the door to our better approach. And by the way, this is not a hard sell. We can tie our work to experiential training, already a proven approach, but hard to pull off without a deep understanding of the culture. This work can also fall into continuous learning category. Buyers already know a one-size-fits-all program doesn't work. The problem is that they can't make the connections between why the skills won't transfer and what changes they really need to make. Helping them understand and deal with the cultural resistance can be a more effective pitch than, hey, my training is better than what you already have. Because even if they know we're right, they don't have the budget to redo their entire program. Let's help people where they're at. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.